Game Preview is brought to you by COTG, a Xerox company.
Here from the PNC studio at Hallis Hall, I'm Larry Mayer, joined by Tom Thayer. And Tom, the Bears play this week against the Jacksonville Jaguars. They've had a week off. What can we expect with the Jaguars?
Well, they're going to try to take and build upon what they did against the Indianapolis Colts in London. They were able to come home and rest, but they also came home with some confidence. And this is kind of a unique team because there was huge expectations thrusted upon them in the preseason because of all the free agents they signed. And then they have what they consider a franchise-type quarterback that has great size, great strength, great mobility. So all those things combined, they had division expectations from this team, and I still think they're still in the thinking process is on track. So it's the Bears' obligation to take away that thinking. A lot of similarities between the Jaguars and the Indianapolis Colts, and I think there can be some game plan carryover.
It was great to see the Bears finally generate a pass rush in the second half against the Colts, especially Willie Young with 3 sacks for the first time in his career. I'm going to guess that you're going to tell me it's just as important to generate pressure on Bortles.
No, oh, there's no doubt about it. They do have some injuries on the offensive line. They have some question marks. So now if you can interfere with the confidence of a young quarterback, boy, it really affects their entire team. So Luke Jokel, their left guard, is going to miss the game. They're trying to figure out who's going to play in his spot. But now if I'm an offensive tackle for the Jacksonville Jaguars, I'm thinking, what can I do to Willie Young to stop him? If you go back and you look at his sacks he got the other day, they were textbook moves. And they're very hard to defense against because he's got great length and he's got great power.
I'm not saying the 85 Bears offense was bad or good.
It was good.
I think it was underrated, especially the defense. But it had to be nice getting the ball a lot of the times in the opponent's territory because the defense turned the ball over at the 20 or the 30.
It did. You know, I mean, that always helps. That always, you know, does a great, for the confidence level of the offense. But when I look at the play of Cam Meredith, and I look at what Jordan Howard is doing at the running game, what Zach Miller can do with first down catches from the tight end position, and it's interesting, we're talking about those weapons, and we haven't even talked about Eddie Royal or Alshon Jeffrey yet. And those are the two biggest weapons the Bears have. So now, again, Jacksonville and preparing to face the Bears offense, and you look at what the young guys are contributing in Zach Miller, but what is going to happen when Alshon Jeffrey and Eddie Royal start getting their hands on the ball? So I expect an even more explosive performance by the Bears offense.
What does the defense present in terms of the Jaguars to the Bears offense as far as challenges with a guy like Paul Posluszny in the middle?
Fast, efficient, good athletes up front. And that's where the Bears offensive line has to have control of this game. And, again, if you can get the efficient running game going with Jordan Howard, then that's going to put, you know, change the front and the configurations defensively up front of the Jacksonville Jaguars. The one thing you don't want to do is put them in obvious passing scenarios because they do have some very good pass rushers. You just don't want them to gain the confidence or the edge. They're playing at Soldier Field. The Bears have to gain the confidence, the edge, and the support of the fans.
Now comes my favorite part of our little program, Tom's Take. I asked Tom to reflect on a memory of his career as either a player or a broadcaster or a fan even before that. But the Jacksonville Jaguars didn't come into the league until the mid-90s. The one play that I remember when I think Jacksonville Jaguars is Keith Traylor grabbing the ball in the division-clinching win in 2001 and rumbling towards the end zone. How long does a play like that take?
Well, you know, everybody didn't realize what a great athlete Keith Traylor was. You know, he comes to the league and starts his career as a linebacker and then eats his way forward to the defensive line. And, you know, we reminisced a couple weeks ago about Fridge when he had a big turnover and was able to run with a fumble against the Detroit Lions. And now we're talking about another big guy on the line of scrimmage rumbling downfield with a big pickup from the opponent's offense. If the Bears can get a big turnover like you talked about, that can really help the entire team, the crowd in the stands, and, you know, hopefully catapult yourself towards another home victory.
He's Thayer. I'm Mayer. Thanks for joining us on Game Preview on ChicagoBears.com.